So let's take a closer look at that chorus chord progression. The first time it happens, it's the 4 chord to the 5 chord, and then it walks down from 1. But the second time it happens, it's a variation on that. It's the 4 chord going to an inverted 1 chord. Because of the bass line motion, it feels like it's going down, like this. Whereas the first time it happened, it went up. Listen to that whole first phrase again. And now here's the second phrase, which almost feels like an inverted version of the first phrase. That gives a nice symmetry to the chorus's structure. The two parts are related, but their motion goes in opposite directions. I think it's interesting to dissect a clip like this, not because distilling it to its theory elements could ever help me write the perfect, amazing song, but it's still interesting to look at the subtle elements that help make the song what it is, and to figure out the glue and the patterns that are holding it all together.